Blog Talk Radio.
Some Wednesday night baseball. Not only that, I'm here today to discuss with you all something that's been looming in my head, better known as the discussion, centralized discussion continued from yesterday. That's a lot of jargon if you ask me. What defines true talent? Can anybody answer that question for me, since a lot of you have been messaging me Instagram questions about, you know, trying to put me in a corner. So, I gotta say, whatever you guys think about talent, please, pretty please let good old B-Train know, because I gotta say, anybody can go to WWE? Is that what you're saying? Is that you're trying to be sarcastic towards me? Is it your way of saying I only focus on WWE? Kenny Omega. I mention his name a lot because his matches are amazing. What defines his talent versus The Miz's talent? What defines The Miz's talent versus a Dolph Ziggler or a Titus O'Neil or a Becky Lynch? Or, I don't know, just, you know, come think of it. What defines talent, period, in the wrestling business? Is it the drive and determination of another wrestler? Is it, you know, their drive to make the fans want to hate them? I mean, some people just have that natural gift of gab, and, you know, some people just, oh, you know, it's like what Brandon Aaron said yesterday. You can't always just have the people that aren't that great, but they make the show happen. And I believe everyone has a place in the wrestling business, right? So when I say define, you know, what you guys want, you know, from a wrestler, like what defines talent? What makes the man in professional or woman in professional wrestling? I'm going to give you guys one of my favorite examples that I like to use in professional wrestling, or comparisons. Sensational Sherry and Maryse. What are the similarities other than the fact that they're both females? Okay, Sensational Sherry wrestled in territories in Louisiana. Okay, Maryse, you know, she can work the heel angle as well. Sherry worked as a babyface. So, you know, what is the difference between those two women? Obviously, you know, one is no longer with us, but what is the difference? There's a lot of differences, but is one group of people right when it comes to defining talent? A lot of people are going to say, you know, Bret the Hitman Hart, he was a great talent. You know, he's a legend. Mad respect for that guy. He can put on a show, and that is, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, one of my favorite competitors aside, you know, from Shawn Michaels. But we're not here to talk about favorites. We're here to say what defines true talent. Does it make, you know, a difference whether a guy is heel or babyface? And most people start using the fucking terminologies. But look, guys, when it comes to professional wrestling, if you put on a show, point blank period, you're going to be doing something correctly. But not only is it to put on a show, you put on a damn good show, people will want to come back to see you and pay the $10 at the door or the $40 for lower seats or, you know, pay whatever to get in the building. They will pay the money for the concession stands and the merchandise and what have you. That is what defines, you know, in my opinion, true talent. If you can get a crowd to say, ooh, ah, you know, oh my, you know, start the chant, this is awesome. Not just chanting, but truly observing, like, what kind of, you know, you weed out as a kid, like, who your favorites were. Some people's favorites are different than others. When you were a kid, you weren't going through independence, you know, to like others. A lot of it was WCW. A lot of it was old WWF. When you see guys, like, I'll give you a prime example. Jake the Snake Roberts. The man was a genius when it came to promos. He was way ahead of his time. Now, some people make the comparison to Bray Wyatt and Jake the Snake. They're two different guys. But here's the thing. Jake the Snake Roberts and Bray are very similar in the fact that the company isn't quite sure what to do, you know, with a talent like a Bray Wyatt or a Jake the Snake. Jake's promos, if you watch back on the network, they're very on point. Bray's, they're not all over the place, but if you keep in mind this character, his darkness that is Bray Wyatt, the darkness that is, and this isn't biased, this is just my opinion. There's one fan that I bumped into that said along the lines of, you know, Bret the Hitman Hart was the cornerstone of WWE. Well, he was one of them. You know, there was, at the time that Bret was in, you know, he went through three different decade changes, several people that he was aligned with, like Hulk Hogan and Jake Snake Roberts and Brutus the Beefcake, Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, so on and so forth. And then he got into another era with Owen Hart, British Bulldog, Yokozuna, Diesel, Shawn, Vader, Undertaker, which is a part of every era. You know, these are guys that defined the word talent, okay? The guys I just listed, most people say, well, who cares about them? They're just on a video game. Who cares? I mean, some people will sit there and say, B-Train, what are you talking about? Well, I mean, what does this have to do with professional wrestling? Okay, so when people go through schools like Monster Factory or Bubba Ray Dudley School, Booker T School, the ultimate goal, it's up to you. You know, everybody's ultimate goal should be different than just going to World Wrestling Entertainment. And what defines, how does this tie into everything? What defines the word talent in the world of professional wrestling? I mean, I'm curious because a lot of you have now suddenly stopped messaging me on Instagram because you realize I finally found an avenue, or I found avenues to discuss with you all. And some of the questions I'm going to answer right here, right now. And that is, there's a plethora of definitions. There is a plethora of people that come into this world of professional wrestling. They say, I'm the greatest, and then they leave. Because why? It was their time to go. It was their time to say, I'm going to hang up the boots and I'm not going to do this anymore, or the business is going to force me to do it anyways. A good example of the business is going to force me to do this anyways, Ric Flair. Ric Flair has wrestled through almost six decades. So I firmly believe that there's plenty of more examples, like Terry Funk. Terry Funk is a good example of what, you know, he gives out seminars, he gives out lessons, life lessons, not just wrestling lessons, because what defines talent, I'll tell you what, it goes outside the ring, too, to be a family man, to do it in the ring, you know, and just wrestle. And I know I use a lot of WWE references, Marlon. I know I use them, but here's the thing. Whenever I use WWE as a reference, it's because I do have the quotation right here with me, actually. Thank you, Uncle Bob, Boodle Bob Evans, for advising me to buy the quotationary. And I have read through some of it, although my eyes need to be fixed so I can read more. I am reading it with a magnifying glass as we speak. And, you know, one of the wisest things that I ever did was when it came to defining what talent was, or my talent was in professional wrestling, guys, if you're asking me where I have a say in this, listening to guys who have been there before, listening to a Brutal Bob at his seminar, listening to a Delirious, listening to Sammy Callahan, who said it was green beans and bread for a whole week, because wrestling, you will lose, you will sacrifice your girl or boyfriend or husband or wife or whatever. You will make sure that, you know, food is put on the table, but it's very hard when you have professional wrestling as your form of income. So here it is. What defines a performer? Does it matter if they're face or heel? And the answer is no. The answer is neither, not no. My bad. If you're face, good. You know, good for you. You let the crowd cheer you on as a baby face. You get the crowd behind you. You get going. If that's your thing, cool. As a heel, a lot of people say, well, it's just easier. I'm more natural at it. I'm a natural badass. Okay. That's your preference. What I'm here to discuss with you is mainly, as the title states on the episode, what defines a true performer? Is it, you know, the fact that you can do so many cool moves like flippy shit? Is it, you know, does it make you cool to do a Kevin Owens like move, you know, in the corner where he does the senton, or not the senton, the cannonball? Cannonball. I got to tell you, what defines the people here that are content with where they are, that's just them. Let them be. Focus on your own shit and do what you have to do to be successful. Because, you know, if you're truly believing what a face, you know, going to the whole angle of, oh, he's a good face, that's all he'll ever be, or, you know, Bailey's a good face, that's all she'll ever be. I think some of us miss the boat, because a lot of people say, well, this is right, this is wrong. Like, wrestling discussions, I call it politicking. If you guys want to discuss politics, I mean, wise man once said, just, you know, go to a training school, try it out. If you're no good at it, by all means, hop on a podcast. I'm just kidding. If you're no good at it, then just, you know, try a career. Because defining a performer by their moniker, you're missing out. You truly are missing out. And I got to say this as I get up and walk around my house in Brooklyn. I got to say, it's one thing to define somebody based on their character on TV as you see them. Because as fans, you project them out to be a certain way. When, you know, they're normal folk, what does this have to do with discussing what a performer is? I'll tell you, Lacey. Lacey from Gary, Indiana. That's interesting. Well, here it is. A lot of people, they tend to believe that a certain person is a certain way that they are on TV, so it gets misconstrued, gets misconceived, so they get misconstrued, they get misconceived, or their perception of their character is completely, completely misunderstood, okay? All right. So, to get back what I was discussing with you all, since I only have about, you know, some odd minutes, to discuss with you awesome, awesome folk, whenever you're discussing with somebody, please don't turn it into a political debate or political debate, starting and play on words here. It's no fun. Wrestling should be open to any for discussion. So whenever you go through someone, you know, and talk in a group, don't interject until someone is finished. That's, you know, one of the rules. What does this have to do with the talent? Because it gets annoying hearing, this guy is the top. This guy is, this is, you know, that's not the annoying part. This guy should be the champion. He should be champion. We don't decide that. That is the company's decision whether or not this guy has talent. And by the way, if you look at the track record with Dolph Ziggler, you would think that the company would be heralding his praises for getting, not only getting guys over, but making sure that the other young guns, like, oh, I don't know, Kalisto at one point, Apollo Crews, whose gimmick has kind of got people questioning him until Titus O'Neil came along, and is kind of playing the million-dollar man role, which I find interesting. So, yeah, there's a lot of guys on the roster, like, finally pulled the trigger. What defines talent? How if I know? It's up in the air. It's one of those things that when you ask any fan, any wrestler, what defines talent, and they can tell you stories about older wrestlers like a Tully Blanchard or J.J. Dillon, or, you know, there's just certain people that I, you know, I think have extreme talent, an extreme amount of talent. So whenever you say the word talent and this guy is talented, you know, to make it to the top, you don't have to always agree. But to be stuck in your ways and be like, no, this is how it is, this is how it is. Okay, for the asshole that sat next to me and said Bret Hart was the staple of WWE, you're from Toronto, Ontario, so of course you're going to cheer Calgary's hero, Bret. I have some relatives in Toronto, but that's aside from the point, that believe that Bret Hart was also the savior of WWE. All is forgiven. The Montreal screw job happened. There's still some sour notes about it. No, everything's let out in the open. So what does this have to do with anything? I keep getting that question, but I will answer. Whenever... yeah, whenever Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart were in the same loop together in the mid-90s, the company was leaning towards one particular person that could help up the ante for WWE. Because whether he's heel or babyface, Shawn Michaels, I believe, in his prime, could easily outdo Mike Mizanin. Mike Mizanin, oh, my bad, The Miz, my bad, particular for saying names. He's a great competitor. He obviously gets attention from a lot of podcasters and a lot of forums and a lot of discussions. It's craziness. It's just all out, it's a pandemonium of people discussing how great this guy is, but at the same token, you know, you have to understand something, guys and gals. There's got to be somebody that can easily outdo The Miz. And who is that right now in the main picture? Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe is, in my opinion, he's kind of on the low totem pole of heels, but as far as where they're putting him right now, because they have no choice but to work Seth Rollins, and they're doing a damn good job of it. Okay, and this is every indie wrestling fan's dream, a wet dream. So, and what do I mean by this? Okay, so you have Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, you have Samoa Joe, and you have Sami Zayn. Well, Sami Zayn is no longer on WWE SmackDown, but it begs the question, what is WWE going to do? Because a lot of people are bitching and complaining that they're putting The Miz and Ambrose in a feud. I mean, isn't that what happened over at SmackDown, and it was a success on a B-list show? So, I mean, yes, a lot of people will understand that The Miz, I'm trying to collect my thoughts, The Miz by himself has already collected a lot of social media hits on Twitter, on Instagram, so he must be doing something right. I'm not saying he doesn't define the word talent, but I don't necessarily agree with those people's assumptions. Because when it comes to name drawing, okay, let's look at name drawing, shall we? The Miz versus a Samoa Joe. The Miz's name versus, I don't know, Seth Rollins. The Miz, you know, keeps coming up. Why? Because I'm, you know, mentioning him? Yes. So what is that doing? It's giving him attention. It is giving him credibility. But what defines the word talent? A lot of people ask. Maybe they are going to receive. But I'll tell you what defines the word talent. According to the dictionary, the word talent is as follows. Natural aptitude or skill. Okay. Natural aptitude or skill, I just said it. Some people have that natural given talent to make everyone hate their guts. Well, as I cough up along here, I believe that the natural skill and aptitude, that just depends. Who has natural skill and aptitude? All right, so the names that I've listed through this episode, there's more. Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho, The Undertaker, AJ Styles. AJ Styles, you know, a lot of people have forgotten about him. Everyone says, oh, no, we like Styles, too. Well, you know that The Miz and AJ Styles had a match, and it was not just a decent match. It was a damn good one. And I briefly mentioned Kenny Omega. You know, the man turned down a contract for a reason, and that doesn't define a human being by he or she what they choose. What I'm going to tell you is, though, there a lot of people question why wrestlers who have all the talent in the world, why they turn down contracts. You don't know what's going through their head. Maybe they read somewhere about this company that this company is, you know, piece of shit company, so that's why they're not doing it. Maybe they found a better opportunity. Maybe they went elsewhere. And how does that differ from better opportunity? According to Alyssa, Kenny Omega probably should have came to WWE because he and Styles could put on a great match along with Shinsuke Nakamura. Yeah, Styles and Nakamura can definitely put on a good match. They've only faced each other one time. And with it, you know, speaking of which, I'm sorry I did not mention Shinsuke, but the amount of talent that Shinsuke Nakamura has, you're not going to find anywhere. Except for if you go deeper and deeper into Japan, And you keep bringing back the talent. But what does that do for your company? What defines talent in professional wrestling? That is the main theme for tonight. If you wish to call, be sure to call in at 213-943-3422. Also, I'm going to take a break. Sing it out. I have a full hour left. And time for some advertising. If you want to be a certifiable G and a bona fide stud and you can't teach yourself, you better teach yourself, though, how to put in a valid email address and a valid password. How you doing? For WWE Network, go to WWE.com and make sure you know that it's your first month free. After that, it's $9.99 per month. And not only that, just sign up, you get Backlash, it's WWE SmackDown pay-per-view for free. To go to your local Dollar Generals, Walmarts, Best Buy, 7-Elevens, to get your WWE gift cards, $30 goes for 3 months. Type in the digits as accordingly on the back of the card. Make sure you scratch it off with any available coin. For those of you wishing to make a dream for a child come true, go to makeawish.org, type in the name of a superstar, NBA star, NFC, AFC, football player, NFL. Just be sure you go to makeawish.org and make a child's wish come true. Okay, so that being said, if you're also a veteran looking for a job, go to hireforheroes.com. Make sure you fill out the application online. If you have trouble filling out the application due to a disability, please call with some assistance, or if you cannot make a call, make sure you have someone assist you while figuring out this process so we can get, so WWE can get you, Hire for Heroes can get you employed. It's WWE sponsored. My bad. For those of you wishing to attend a wrestling school, be sure to check out your local listings. Go to google.com, type in professional wrestling school. In my neck of the woods, there's a lot, but most notable one, Monster Factory. Go to monsterfactory.org. Danny Cage, make sure you contact him. His number will be right on the website. It is $2,000 for already trained students. So, and it's, I believe it's $3,000 or $2,500. Make sure you pay the down payment first. I believe so. So it's $2,500 to $3,000. Also, in the Midwest, go to Tyler Black School, School of Black, School for Black. There's plenty of schools online, ladies and gents. So be sure you take advantage, okay? And with that being said, I'm back into the fray of my discussion. And that is the natural aptitude or talent or ability to do something. That is what defines the word talent. Now, we discussed a lot of wrestlers. Now, I haven't gone over very many managerial feelings because obviously I've missed that boat. I'm not going to go on about shortcomings because that is not what this show is about. This show is about more than just a rant. It does have a point. It does have direction, and it does need a GPS for somebody to navigate through. So here it is. In about a minute and 30 seconds, you guys are going to experience what I like to call, oh, man, it's been a long work day. No, not that. But in a minute and 12, a minute and 10, you guys are going to experience what goes through my mind, how quickly random I can get, but I'll still manage to get to the point. So it's been a minute, but we're going to have a kickoff in a special kind of way. And by special kind of way, I'll surprise you all because I have 45 seconds. I have 40 seconds. And while we're discussing that, for those of you wishing to catch up on all your independent wrestling matches and get a Roku, make sure you sign up. It's $9.99 a month, just like the network. Oh, and Clive, Iowa, please the 5th. This Friday in Clive, Iowa, Philip Stamper, Sammy Callahan, Ethan Page, Darby Allin, many more will be in Clive. Be sure to get your tickets. It's $20 for general admission. The front row, first, second row has sold out. All the front row seats have sold out. But in 3, 2, 1. Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cost of personality. Ladies and gentlemen, would all of you, if you are listening, take off your hats. Please do not seat, because for the first time on Off the Rails, Uncensored, told you how random this was going to get. So out of respect for our men and women who have served in this country, please rise for the singing of the national anthem. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air. Through the night, that our flag was still there. No, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. Alright. So, National Anthem, we're kicking it off. We're doing a thing. Dig it. So, what defines a wrestler? Because a lot of people have forgotten a lot on how to enjoy a professional wrestling show. It is not fun sitting next to a person who does terminologies, and, you know, that's great. You know, we all do it. So might as well jump in, right, and do what everyone else is doing, correct? So when people say, I like this guy because he's a better heel than he is a face, what are you saying? Are you saying that he or she does better because he or she is better at being a heel or face. That does not define talent, ladies and gentlemen, and I am not holding back on my show, okay? Whenever people sit and discuss things, it's annoying that we turn it into a political discussion, which makes it sound like we're discussing fucking politics. And for those of you who enjoy that, more power to you. I love you to death. You know, that's, you know, for people to discuss what's going on in the world and be aware of your surroundings, I understand. However, you know, in the world of professional wrestling, it's still a political discussion. You know, I think it's because I think Vince is burying him. A lot of times, Vince McMahon's name comes up in a discussion in the world of professional wrestling. Vince did this. Vince did that. Vince did this. Vince decided this. Yes, he's the head honcho. And yes, he does have a final say-so. And no, a lot of people are big fans of Mr. McMahon. You know, a lot of people forget he does have his tendencies to have his fallacies, you know, his mess ups, but it's not all him. You need to realize there's a creative team around him, you know, for Raw and for SmackDown. As producers for Raw, there are the same producers for SmackDown. Now, how does this have anything? What does this have anything to do with the talent discussion? Can anyone inform anyone that no matter what you do, you're not going to please everyone? And as far as talent goes, it can go into producing and creating. You just have to hit the right moments at the right time. And the right moments include, you know, people are cheering for professional wrestling. They're buying the T-shirts. They're doing the right, you know, they are doing their thing as fans. There's also a definition of fans. So, you know, what does this mean? What does this mean for the world of professional wrestling fans and talent? It's beautiful to discuss things in forums. It's beautiful to, you know, have your opinion. But at what point, you know, at what point, guys, are we going to, as fans, sit and reflect and say, maybe we're the ones that are not ever going to be pleased? I don't think that's ever going to happen, but we have that right as fans, you know, and as, you know, a former worker myself, not as a tenured one, not as a champion, but as a former guy that sat there, fans, they just, you know, it depends. There's crowds from all over. There are crowds from everywhere. And that, to say, okay, look, whenever we as wrestling fans sit to watch a show, whether it be New Japan, ICW, MCW, CZW, I mean, there's a lot of people that like to watch what they want to watch. But they like to define talent as something completely, you know, like, oh, well, I like this because there's a lot of blood. I like the fact that he hit him with a chair. Or I like the fact that he did a leg drop off the top rope with the chair onto a table. That really, to me, says, you know, you're picking and choosing. You know, you're picking and choosing. It's not against the law. It's not forbidden, but it makes you wonder, like, okay, what defines the word talent in professional wrestling? I mean, there's a lot of things and a lot of time to discuss this in, because, you know, everybody has their hopes and dreams in professional wrestling, and they say, man, that was a really good show, or man, I was disappointed when Roman Reigns was number 30 in the Royal Rumble. Was it our choice, guys? No. We were all hoping for a guy like Samoa Joe or Finn Balor
or Kurt Angle. But that changed, you know, the course of things when Kurt Angle was the general manager. Everything has a direction. Everything has a purpose, if you will. There's, you know, a lot of people that believe in numerology, not, you know, not to bring religion into this, but there's a purpose in numerology. The numbers have purpose and meaning. Just like every wrestler, in my humble opinion, has a purpose and a meaning. So, you know, there got to be, there has to be a reason, folks. If, in fact, when you watch professional wrestling, you think, oh, okay, so what's going on? Why? What am I watching as a fan? Why should I care? Well, you know, it depends. Because if you truly care about watching professional wrestling and defining talent, okay, is it turn on the TV? You know, here's the thing. I decided to watch the network for an hour and a half yesterday, or 2 hours. And I just, to me, it was interesting because I watched matches with Jake the Snake Roberts. Man could work. And when he told his story that, you know, I believe it was in Texas, the Unspoken Word Tour, he told his story about his first experience in the back and how, you know, the old timers ribbed him and this, that, the other. As I sat back and watched these matches, you know, matches that he had with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, and also matches that he had with Brutus Beefcake Barber. I mean, these are guys that were not easy to put over. But at the same token, you know what, guys? Here's what I say. I say, whenever you watch a professional wrestling match, keep in mind, if you were with a kid, they don't know any better. They don't know who's talented, who's multi-talented, or who's good as a heel or face, unless you start teaching, unless they are very bright individuals. Young, you know, young kids are the reason why, I believe, if you as a worker can reach more than just the adults, you've done your job, and that's just my opinion. A lot of people say, well, that goes in without saying. So, I mean, here's the thing. If you reach somebody other than an adult as a professional wrestler, and you get the opportunity of a lifetime to become a professional wrestler or a manager or a referee, and you do the solid of just being, you know, being yourself. Shawn Michaels, yes, he had issues. Yes, he was not well liked by his peers, by some of his peers. And I'm not, you know, I'm not going to say, okay, well, you know, that my career was perfect either. And I'm not comparing myself to Shawn Michaels. But when it comes to you not being liked by your peers, that is that define your talent in the ring or outside the ring as a manager or inside the ring as a referee or outside the ring as an announcer? JR was noted as being the voice. He was noted as being the voice of WWE after years of working for WWE. Started in 93, left the company, either in 08 or 09, I forget when, but when the company fired him, you know, he found avenues, he found ways to produce his talent. A lot of people think that this is it. This is just, this is what the guy's going to do. this is going to define him as an individual. So here's the thing, while I get a drink of water. Okay. So, yeah. What defines you as an individual is somebody that can actually dig deep and do something and make something of yourself. And not only just make something of yourself, it's I'm getting a question right now. It's asking me, well, I define talent as somebody that can get somebody over. I hate to burst your bubble, but that is missing the point entirely. Whenever you have that amount of people, you know, cheering you or booing you, getting someone over is half the battle. And it's, you know, if somebody boos my ass, you know, in an arena, let's answer, you know, your statement, you're missing the fucking boat. Whenever somebody tells you, I got someone over, what do you want, an applaud for that? Are you kidding me? You get somebody over in the ring, that's great. You get guys over, you're known as a guy that was easy to work with and a pleasure to work with, that's great. I can scoff at that statement because here's the thing. Whenever I would go out the curtain and I would make sure that, you know, I was, you know, with my worker, it was never about me. It was, if I was a manager and putting somebody over, if I worked, you know, it was, okay, what can I do, you know, for the promoter? That's the mindset of a wrestler. And how does that define talent? The real talent in my book is you're sacrificing time away from your family. You are sacrificing, like I said earlier, you are sacrificing time away from your loved one. And I believe that I firmly believe that, you know, your sacrifices make your talent, because that means you as an individual can make the time to do something about who or what you are. So, and does that make you a better person? No, I know. I mean, it's up to you, the individual who goes into this business, man or woman, and you say, hey, I want to be a professional wrestler. Raise your hand. So as I'm getting these questions, I'm going to answer you right now. I'm not going off on fans. I'm just giving you, I'm telling you like it is. Okay? So, you know, I guess fine. My show is called Off the Rails. It's, you know, got the tagline uncensored. My talent, I believe, is reaching out to fans who want to know more, you know, insight about the business. And not just one insight, but a whole plethora. Yeah. It's not all sunshine and daisies. It's all about the individual, like I said, that makes the effort to go to the weight room in the morning, that makes the effort to go to training every day, that makes the effort to sign up for wrestling school and make the effort either to do that or, you know, stay in school and do whatever. If you go through life not figuring out what you're going to be doing, I don't know, you're going to be one of those sad, sad tales that I end up having here on Off the Rails Uncensored. Granted, you know, I've had my fair share of ups and downs, and I've had my fair share of pains in the asses that I've had to deal with in this business. But, you know, you learn over a certain period of time. you learn, like, you keep learning. That's the thing. That is the main phrase. You keep learning. And once you keep going, you realize that's the true talent in professional wrestling, is if you can keep learning and adapting yourself in this business, you've already won, because you are willing to keep up with the times, not willing to stay in the 1980s like some promoters. You know, it's a lovely thing. It's an awesome thing. Not lovely. That's kind of a, if you were here, you gotta understand that this is probably the most important time in professional wrestling. A lot of independents are, getting a bit, you know, duly noted. So, and that meaning like the CWE, ICW. So just pay attention to that. Like, for example, like all the stuff that are getting paid attention to, like not just the talent, but the promoters themselves. You got to pay attention to that too as a worker. What talent does the promoter have? If they can draw a crowd, they're doing something right. So, you know, you gotta pick your spots. If you have the talent for doing that, and, you know, some people, they're the snakes in the grass. Some people have the talent of just staying put and bitching and griping online. You know, some people have the talents of not doing anything at all. And how's that a talent? Remember what I said, it's a natural aptitude for doing something, and, well, doing nothing, you know, and being good at it, that's something. As confusing as that sounds, your advice kind of sounds wiki-whack that I'm giving, but if you really catch what I'm telling you, here's what I am telling you, the individual. We all have talents, whether it not just be in professional wrestling or the, you know, natural world, I should say, and that is, you know, the art. It could be singing, it could be dancing, it could be refereeing, local basketball game on a stoop, I don't know. Playing a game and being able to moderate or dance, being able to break dance, or being able to do whatever period it makes you happy. That is talent. But what defines a true performer? Again, the ability to adjust to the times in the world of professional wrestling. Or guys like The Undertaker, guys like Shawn Michaels, guys like AJ Styles, guys that are willing to learn, and not just because, okay, well, here's why I'm doing this. This is, you know, this is it. I like gentlemen like Delirious and Brutal Bob Evans. I keep mentioning those two for a reason. It's because those are two seminars that I attended in 2016. I remember Delirious saying, I learned everything. I learned how to manage. I learned how to do video. I learned how to do producing. I learned how to do a variety of things. That, to me, you know, listening to him, just listening to what he was saying, that defines some talent. Because if you, the individual, gets stuck in doing so, you know, stuck in doing something, don't stay put, you know, on that one thing. Always, it's always good to try something else. And be patient. Patience and having talent, they come hand in hand. Do you think that AJ Styles, you know, wanted to work Baron Corbin? He didn't have a choice because, okay, working with Corbin. So AJ, you know, like the good, awesome dude that he is, was able to put
Baron Corbin, you know, not on the map, but he's able to give him one hell of a match and do certain things that no human being thought possible, from 5'7", 5'8", AJ Styles to a 6'3", 6'4", Baron Corbin. The man is a tower and, in my opinion, needs work. But like most people, isn't that everybody? Everybody thinks that their A game is their B game, and their B game is their C game, so on and so forth. But the point I'm getting at is, you can't define talent because someone or some worker is heel or babyface. That just doesn't, I mean, it doesn't resonate with me. Like, how do you go about saying that, okay, well, I like him because when he's face, he's able to perform better. And that may be, you know, your case. I'm not saying an individual should feel a certain way, but, you know, what it gets down to, ladies and gents, to answer all your questions, I'm sorry, I've been on quite a tear because it's been a while since I've done that kind of thing. And so here it is. All right. Whenever you as an individual goes into something like professional wrestling, please keep an open mind that everybody's going to be able to suplex you the way you want them to suplex you. Not everybody's going to be able to DDT you the way you want to be DDT, which I don't know if I have a preference, but I've always been curious, like, just saying, like, what would it take for people to stop politics, you know, discussing politics in the wrestling business? Because you're always going to have those fans, and that's fine. But what defines talent? It's the ability to constantly keep learning and constantly keep growing as a professional, because it's highly important. Listen up well. I am not a tenured individual in this business. Therefore, you know, why should you listen to me? Because after all, I'm just giving you out the basics. So, you know, as soon as I talk here, while I'm watching the game, while I'm thinking about a million things at a time, that's just the way my mind processes. And sometimes it's good to multitask, and sometimes it's not good to multitask. So, what is talent? I've already given you the definition. Who is talented? Okay. You know, there's a long list of that. I'm not going to go up and down, say, you know, this guy has it, this guy doesn't. What I am going to say is, we as individuals, we can always have that idealism, we can have our ideologies about what makes talent, what makes up a good talent. And by God, you know, this guy, you know, The Undertaker, he was talented until the company made him, you know, whatever they made him into. And oh my God, I can't believe Roman Reigns. Here's another thing I'm going to rant off about. Roman Reigns, everyone hates him. Oh, because he went over and the company is basically shoving him down our throats. Okay, well, name one other guy that you can name that's been more loyal to the company than a Roman Reigns or a John Cena, because the guy shows up to work, he puts on the boots, he laces them up, and whether you guys choose to agree to liking him or disliking him, I don't like him as a professional, but I'm not going to sit there and gripe every time he comes out. I mean, it'd be nice if people
well, you know, tell people, like, okay, how do I put this? Yes, the WWE has bad habits, but which company doesn't? Finn Balor gets hurt. Rollins gets hurt. And now Roman Reigns is hurt. Now everyone's satisfied. Well, okay, I'm not... Who are you going to put over for babyface then? Who's your babyface? Because, you know, you have a plethora of people, right? You have a plethora of people to choose from, correct? A plethora meaning plenty. Joseph, I cannot believe you. Joe from St. Joseph, Missouri. Kind of a conundrum, right? Joe from St. Joe. Cup of Joe. What do we got over here? A cup of Joes. All right. So anyways, as I was saying, before Joe asked what plethora meant, which is kind of funny. To finish with what I was saying, ladies and gents, I'm going to, you know, just say it right here. Roman Reigns, you all need to get off the bandwagon because you did it with John Cena and nothing really happened. A lot of people wrote letters of intent to WWE Creative, and one guy in particular wrote a letter to Triple H and Stephanie. Now, that's my other prime example. I can use lots of people, not just him. I mean, after all, PWF podcast got, you know, a bit of attention, but in the wrong kind of way, because I do realize that by the powers that be, some people can take down your post. Then again, that's people do research, because in this generation, people like to bitch. They don't necessarily like to stand up and do anything. And I am a part of said generation, so what have I done to be proactive? Guess what, guys? My voice is heard. Whether it be only an audience of 300 to 400 people, they're still heard. It is still heard. Online. Voice your opinion, but back up facts when you say you're going to back them up. And second of all, here's the thing maybe you should understand. Not only should you back up facts with other, you know, stuff other than, I hate Roman because he's babyface and the company's shoving him down our throats. What other reasons do you guys have? He doesn't know how to work, or he's a botch fest. Unless you guys have gotten your asses in that ring and done the physical work that it takes to become a professional wrestler, in other words, train, lift weights, and do something about it by becoming, you know, joining NXT, or yet, you know, let alone joining local independent wrestling, you cannot say something about someone's in-ring ability. Plain and simple. That stuff that you see on TV takes a lot of work, okay? And Roman, he may not be the individual that, you know, everyone sets their eyes on anymore because, oh, he should have gotten his push in 2013. Again, you guys make, you jump to fucking pre-drawn conclusions. I used to be guilty of doing that. Please stop. Well, I'm glad The Miz is in the picture again because he's the best worker ever. Oh, I hate hearsayers. This is just hearsay. This is just hypothetically speaking. This is just B-Train telling you to fuck off, because here's the deal. Whenever you work in professional wrestling, I don't find you any that entertaining, because why? To me, what defines true talent is not solely based on, like, okay, the guy can do 50 moves at a time. There's that type of wrestling fan, and that defines their talent. Like, you know, let's say the Hardy Boys. Is that your preference as fan? I don't have a preference. As long as you are entertaining and you can work the microphone, great. that is why I'm pulling up a chair and I'm telling you, I don't care about certain things now in the business, because you start growing a pair and you start doing things and you start going outside yourself of doing these things. And let me just tell you right now, it's not gonna affect the individual, okay? It really is not. All right. What I mean, it's not really going to affect the individual. What am I referring to? Michael from Denver, Colorado. Wow, that's the first Colorado Instagram that we've ever received. But to what I'm referring to, it does not affect the individual at all. What I mean is that I'm getting another paragraph, folks, so I'm just waiting on this guy to continue. And while I'm waiting on him to continue, here it is. It does not affect the individual because they still will earn a paycheck and they still will work. So paycheck is half the deal, because if fans think that a guy's just there for a paycheck, they're sadly mistaken, okay? So some guys are just for the paycheck. That is correct. All right, some guys are for the paycheck, and I firmly believe that, yeah, I know. I may be wrong about a few things, and I'm willing to admit that. But I'm also not a wishy-wash, so there's going to be individuals that I don't really care for. One of them being, you know, like, a lot of people like the independents. Yeah, that's true. I don't mind them because my eyes have been opened, you know, by my best friend. And, yes, Wrestling Revolver, that's the main show that I've seen, so all right. No, Evolve as well. Evolve is one of the main shows, but guys are getting off topic here. What I'm trying to tell you is true talent in the professional wrestling business. What is the definition of professional wrestling talent? Is it a guy that doesn't say a word in the back, and then when he comes out, okay, I got another question. When an individual comes out of the curtain and, you know, he goes out, he's slapping hands, he's kissing babies. Yes, that is the definition of a baby face, Cynthia. And also, some guy, you know, or gal, like Bailey. Yeah, Bailey is definitely my example I'm going to use aside from Becky Lynch. And although I can't stand either of them professionally, I like them as people, because I have had the pleasure of meeting Becky Lynch. I have had the pleasure of meeting Bailey. But I do know that there are a few things that I'm just going to say it. Whenever you have talent, please make sure you fine-tune them. And by fine-tuning them, you know, it's just like some people get to the main roster in New Japan or anywhere. And they, you know, I just truly... Wow, I'm getting questions in the last few minutes of my podcast. That's funny. Aaron Bagante from Rutherford, East Rutherford, New Jersey. Why aren't I on board with hating Roman? He is the scum of the earth, yada, yada, yada. Well, to answer your question, Aaron, the reason why I don't get on board with hating Roman as everyone else does, I hate him and the fact that he, you know, there's no, there's just no depth. He's the same gimmick that he was when he was the Shield. Not just the same gimmick, it's the same attitude. A lot of people say that the solution would have been Paul Heyman, the solution would have been giving him someone, you know, to talk for him because he can't mic. Again, you guys, if you guys, you know, want to define what a professional wrestler is, here's the thing as I'm getting these questions. I'm going to just answer, you know, and finish up my segment by saying, well, minus questions that I've answered about 5 or 6 questions in a row. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Talent in professional wrestling, this guy, you know, watching them as a young child, my very first wrestling match, I was exposed to the world of hardcore, and that was watching ECW. Did that define talent? That depends on what your version of defining talent is. So, it depends. A lot of people define talent, you know, multitasking and being able to be on the road and being a champion. That's what it's, you know, true. A guy was 10 times champion or a guy was 16-time world champion. And yes, I did just reference Rick, but the man did what? Helped pave the way. That's talent. And it's also being able to be a father, being a, you know, a very supportive guy that Rick was. He was able to maneuver his way through the world of professional wrestling. And wow, folks, 17 minutes left. Well, in this segment, so I'm going to tell you right now, whenever you think what talent is may be different from what other people think talent is, it's just simple jargon. It's kind of like a conversation. Wrestling to me is and will always be a passion of mine. It never should be, you know, your hobby or something that you do on the side. That's not the definition of, you know, professional wrestling or defining true talent. A guy that it's very rare, that's humble, that's hungry, that wants to do it for more than just a check. So, you know, you can do anything you want in this world. There should be no limitations. And what defines you what defines you shouldn't be what, you know, you shouldn't be defined. You should not be listening to everybody else's opinion. Just form your own. Oh, yes. And if you have the talent and knack for stealing other people's ideas, please stay home and think about how you can be original. That's all I'm going to tell you is because I'm going to get off from the subject matter at hand, and that is whenever you have an original idea in the world of professional wrestling, it's hard to come by. You know, it's hard to be original. I mean, geez, Louise. Thinking of names that pertain to your character, thinking of names that, you know, pertain to your gimmick character is easy. Some people are just themselves, and some people are just, well, they love to hinge upon the ideals of others. So, What do I have to say about originality? Good question, Marcella, from San Jose, California. What do I have to say about originality in the wrestling business, and where does it stand? Okay, originality in the wrestling business is kind of a dime a dozen, because you're going to have a lot of people imitating other gimmicks, and that's their intention. Because I've come up to a few guys at, you know, let's say a 3XW show in Iowa, and their simple response to that was, that's kind of what I was going for, this is what I intended. So things are the way they are in professional wrestling simply because it is, you know, I firmly believe that it is the way it is because, yeah, it's true. Okay, Marcella, what else you got for me? Do I believe that Nia Jax will be soon used as a champion in the company? That all depends. I hate to say this. The reason why Bray Wyatt isn't getting pushed, I don't know. The reason why Nia Jax isn't being pushed, I do not know. From what I understand and tell you is Nia, you know, she's in the main fray. She's in the main fray of things. I mean, that's all you can say about her. I mean, look, Nia Jax is being used to perfection because, look, I don't see it. I do not. I apologize. I really don't. Okay. So, yep. I completely agree with that, Marcella. Okay, so anyways, to continue my discussion about really what pees me is unoriginal people in general. If you guys like following trends, okay, cool. I am not one of those individuals. Am I casting judgment on other individuals who are unoriginal? No, because in professional wrestling, it goes the same thing with people in general. If you follow trends, you're able to follow and you go along with what others say and you do what the boss tells you. Not me. When it comes to pro wrestling, you listen to what the promoter says, damn sure. What gets a crowd reaction, it depends on the crowd. If they're dumber than the IQ of 12, great. You're going to have a fun time trying to get over something that's not, they don't understand. Like most of them, some of them don't watch WWE and they're just watching it because they're just watching the event because their child brought them to said event, so they don't have a clue who a Bray Wyatt or Randy Orton is. That's all, you know, whatever, but they, if you ever say the names The Rock, Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels, The Undertaker, nowadays it's people are so engrossed in Shinsuke Nakamura, Finn Balor, you know, not just Aleister Black. Okay, I started listing off names because, here's the thing, I do pertain to NXT. Not entirely. When I do have time, I sit back and I try to catch up with it. So, here's the dealio on that. I may not be the brightest when it comes to the independents, but I am trying to broaden my horizons and watch wrestling outside of WWE. Do you know why? Because you will see things in certain promotions like Evolve or, you know, you'll see. You will see certain things in Wrestling Revolver. You'll hear promos that you don't necessarily hear on TV because the kid's watching. I'm not saying a good promo has to be rated R and X-rated F-bombs dropped everywhere. But if you get your point, if you put your point across, great. And what does that have to do with originality and being original? You know, I find it funny. I kept in the browse my Twitter feed, And I see updates on certain podcasts and certain shows. And I just smile because I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about me. Here's the thing. What do I think? What do I think of people who are unoriginal? Why is that such a problem? Thank you. Thank you, Stephanie. From Sarasota. Good. It's been a first. That's been a first. To have someone from Sarasota. Jeez. Okay. As I say it again, I don't like following trends. I don't like following crowds. I like being original and having people come up to me and say, that's cool. Where did you get that? Otherwise, it drives me nuts just to be complacent and to be the same as everyone else. So you want your answer about that, that's what I have to say. Because, you know, there are going to be people that I don't necessarily agree with, I don't necessarily care for. In this business, as far as being original goes, like, okay, some people like boring technical writers, you know, like Dean Malenko wasn't the best on the mic, but he was great in ring, and his stuff was by far one of the best. He wasn't necessarily a big guy. You know, here's the thing I have to say about that. Not, you know, all the time you're going to be. Yeah, I know. I'm reading the questions. This is great. I'm kidding. Questions right and left in between my point making. You don't have to be necessarily the biggest guy in the bunch to make a point. Rey Mysterio. The time, yes, I'm going to, from Albert, I believe, from San Bernardino, California. I'm going to answer your question on the Instagram. It's Wrestle_Radio. That's where all these questions are coming to, ladies and gents. You're missing out. If you haven't already done so, please message me there or message me on BTrain05000. Yeah, since I got 7 minutes left, I'll answer that question. I firmly believe that whenever you have a person who's unoriginal and they can't come up with their own concept, it's not uncommon and it's not a shame on them type thing. Because so many times you're going to have people imitating your craft, imitating your promos, imitating your show ideas. Hint, hint, wink, wink. I didn't bat a freaking eyelash. I'm not trying to sugarcoat shit, but whenever someone steals ideas, guess what? That just makes you petty, and it just makes you it's so fucking funny. So we have somebody that was, oh, you know, you're supposed to be booked on my show. That just, to me, that attitude right there says, not interested, you know, I'm cool with what I'm doing, but no thank you. So let me rephrase that. Whenever someone says you're supposed to be on our show, and you get mad because they end up on Wrestle Radio or my show, I don't care. See, thing is, that's a common theme. I don't care because, look, I'm supposed to be focusing on my crap. How am I supposed to succeed? How am I supposed to move forward? How am I supposed to be original? It's called improvising. Because as far as I am concerned, look, I'm not focused on, okay, we did this, we've had this, we've done that. No, it's we're doing this, we're documenting it. We're not creating. We are documenting. And that's the main mistake a lot of people make. Instead of creating something, guess what? Start documenting it. It sounds much better if you know you've recorded it, you've done it. It's one of those things where you're not going to understand unless you actually start doing it. This thing goes for financial stuff, weight loss, anything. Write it down,
do whatever you have to do. Get an app. Start documenting stuff, because if you don't, you never move forward from the job you absolutely hate. You never move past, you know, what you're supposed to be doing. If the intentions in your life were to just sit down and do nothing, okay, and those are your honest intentions, to sit down and do nothing and gripe and complain whenever Roman Reigns, you know, guy that you absolutely have it out for and chant, you deserve it, that's just, I don't know. I have mixed emotions about that, and I'm being original by saying I don't jump on bandwagons, because that also gets me annoyed. Okay? So, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm going to sign off here. And I hope you had a damn good time. Catch me next Wednesday. Let's see here. It's 3 weeks away from me birthday, and it's a special edition of Wrestle Radio. So I'll catch you on the flip side. See yous.
The cost of personality. I know your anger. I know your dreams.
I mean everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cult of personality. If you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it.